Voters in the Democratic Republic of Congo head to the polls at the weekend for an election that could see the country's first ever democratic transition of power. For 21 years, the country has been dominated by the Kabila family, firstly by President Laurent Kabila, who took power in a bloody rebellion in 1997. And since his assassination in 2001, his son Joseph has ruled. President Joseph Kabila's reign was supposed to end in 2016, but elections were delayed, leaving him in charge. The Kabila era will come to a close, potentially, on Sunday with a new president to face the daunting task of fighting extreme poverty and ending the violence waged by scores of rebel militias. Louise de Waast is the BBC's West Africa reporter. She joins us now from the capital, Kinshasa. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning.
Theoretically, Louise, this election would be the first democratic transition of power in Congo's history. How significant would that be?
It would be very significant. This election was meant to take place 2 years ago. Officially, it was delayed due to an outdated electoral register, but many worried that President Joseph Kabila, who's been in power for 17 years, would try and run again. And so there were a lot of demonstrations in the capital and across the country that were violently suppressed. Finally, this summer, the president announced that he would abide by the constitution and step down. So these elections have been a long time coming. They are scheduled to take place on Sunday, but there's been a number of developments in the past 24 hours. The Electoral Commission in the country is saying that they're not ruling out another delay. This is mainly due to a fire that happened at a warehouse in the capital, in a building belonging to the Electoral Commission that was storing electoral material. So there's still a lot of questions on whether or not the vote will go ahead on Sunday as planned.
I wanted to ask you how certain it is that this vote will go ahead and how complex it might be in any case. The UN says there's something like 4.5 million people displaced in the country. As you mentioned, there was this fire, some 7,000 voting machines, as we understand it, were destroyed. It can't be easy in the broader context in the DRC to actually stage an election.
It is very complex. This is the third election that they are organizing and the first that they are organizing without any international financial support, although the UN has offered to help with logistics, planes, transport, but for sovereignty reasons, they have decided to go ahead and organize these elections themselves. There are many concerns, as you mentioned, the voting machines being probably the main one, because these machines have never been tested on the scale of this country, which is practically the size of Western Europe. There are worries that these machines could be used. Human rights groups also say that freedom of expression, right of assembly have been restricted. There are less international observers that are going to be present during these elections. So there are a lot of logistical concerns and also concerns about the credibility of these elections. But despite these concerns and these challenges, from the time that I've been spending in Kinshasa speaking with Congolese people, is that the feeling that I have is that the majority of people do not want further delays and they want to go and vote on Sunday, and they seem to prefer to have some form of election rather than no election at all.
So Joseph Kabila became president after his father emerged as the victor of a brutal civil war in the late 90s. He's banned from running in this election, but he's backed the campaign of a government minister. Is that where the likely winner is going to come from?
That's a good question. President Joseph Kabila said multiple times and very recently that when asked whether he will have some kind of role if the candidate of his party wins in this election, Kabila has said that he will not have a formal role, but he hasn't ruled out having an advisory role and also hasn't ruled out possibly running again in 2023. The candidate representing his party is called Emmanuel Ramazani Shadary. He's not very well known in the country, but he's a very close, loyal ally to President Joseph Kabila. To mention briefly just two other the front runners, there are two opposition candidates, Martin Fayulu, who's a former oil executive, an MP from the capital. And then there's also Felix Tshisekedi, who's also an opposition candidate, and he's the son of a very well-known opposition leader in the country.
So what are they all promising that they will do if they win this election?
I would say the main two issues, challenges in this country, in this vast country of 80 million people, is poverty and security. Last year, the humanitarian situation in the DRC reached levels on par with Yemen. The level of poverty, the numbers are really staggering. And of course, the security situation is very worrying. There are more than 120 armed groups that are active in mostly in the east of the country. While this country could be one of the richest in the world, it has gold, diamond, copper, and cobalt, which is an essential mineral for smartphones and laptops. So it has a lot of wealth, but corruption and conflict means that the population is not benefiting from those resources.
You mentioned this issue of the fire and the burnt voting machines. Now, in this election, there's been this decision to use 105,000 electronic voting machines, but in a country where only about 1% of those living in regional areas actually have electricity, why was this decision taken and is it even feasible?
Officially, the reason the Electoral Commission states is that it is cheaper and quicker to organize elections with these machines. They are reportedly saving millions of dollars by using these machines. But you're right, there are a lot of concerns about, you know, whether people will be able to use them and whether they will work, because in many of these locations where they're going to be used, there are locations with very poor power supply. And then there's, of course, the question of transport and bringing these machines to very remote villages in the rainforest, many villages that have where there are no roads. The only means of transport are the river. It's very complex. But for months now, the Electoral Commission has insisted that they would go ahead organizing these elections with these machines, despite all of these concerns.
If indeed this election brings about a break from the Kabila dynasty, does that present an opportunity for peace for the DRC in any way?
That is what Congolese people and the region is hoping for. The DRC has been marred by conflict for years. President Kabila came to power just after Africa's worst war, where more than 5 million people are believed to have died. It was a regional conflict in mostly in the east of the country. So he did unite the country after that tragic, terrible war, but conflict has lingered and armed groups are still very active in the east of the country, including in one area of the country where there's an active Ebola outbreak. So the situation in the country is still very worrying and could have repercussions on the region.
Louise Dewas, we're slightly losing the line to you there in the DRC, but we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Louise Dewas is the BBC's West Africa reporter.